Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us to repent. Help us, Lord, during this time of Lent, these 40 days in the desert with you, help us to know the areas in our lives that you wish to change. Help us to leave church this day different. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So flying is always a little bit of an inconvenience, especially for those of us that don't fly much. First, you're worried about finding a ride to the airport. Then you get to the airport, and then you got the long security lines. The chances of the flight being delayed, or not the chances, probably the inevitable, the flight being delayed, the flight possibly being canceled. Then you get on the flight, and then you're worried about trying to get your luggage in the overhead spot, and then you hear the flight attendant come on and say, we just ran out of overhead space, you're going to have to check on your bag. And you're like, well, I wasn't planning on checking on my bag. And then you get to your seats and the cramped space there, you're rubbing shoulder to shoulder with somebody on the flight. I was on a flight this past Monday, and as I took my middle seat, there was a young gentleman in the window, on the window seat. And upon meeting me, I think his exact words were, "Wait, you're a priest? Really?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm a Catholic priest." And it was at that point that I had fun imagining what goes through the mind of a person when they realize they have to sit for the next 2 hours next to a priest. And what is more, fun imagining the moment they realize that they have nowhere to run. Unless they want to jump 35,000 feet. And by the way I saw him look out the window, he thought about it. Really, he did. But more about our conversation in just a moment. In the gospel today, Jesus is driven out into the desert for 40 days. And in the desert, he fights a battle. He fights against the evil, fights against Satan, and endures the temptations that are thrown his way. And I think with the church giving us these readings that they do on the first Sunday of Lent, the church is simply asking us, the Lord is simply asking you and me to engage in a battle these 40 days, to fight these 40 days. And what does that mean? Each and every one of us to fight, meaning to maybe be awakened to the reality, that there are things off-kiltered in my life. Awakened to the reality that I need to change this area or that area in my life. And see, the Lord wants to drag us into Lent. He wants to drag us into the desert with him. He'll even drag us onto an airplane. After this gentleman was convinced that I wasn't lying to him, that I really was a priest and I wasn't pranking him, his walls came crashing down. And he proceeded to tell me he knows that he has failed as a husband, that he's failed as a father. And then with the things that he had done in his past and the current habits that he currently has in his life, he was certain that if the plane were to go down, he would go to hell. And upon listening to him, at one point I just turned to him and his head is just down, hanging. And I simply asked him, "Would you like to walk off this airplane a completely changed man? Would you like to start all over again? To begin anew?" "Boy, would I like that," he said. And I asked him, "Do you want me to hear your confession?" And he goes, "What? Here? Now?" And he begins to wipe the sweat, you know, the palms of his hands off his shirt and rubbing his pants. For the next 30 minutes, he whispered into my ear this far away things that have been haunting him for decades and decades and decades. I heard his confession. And he walked off that plane a different man. He walked off that plane without the limp that he had when he walked on that plane. I believe wherever that man is today, whatever connecting flight he got onto and wherever he is throughout the world, he's back at Mass this morning, first time in a long time, listening to these readings. And he's beginning to get his life back this morning. That began a couple days ago. He's beginning to get his life back. And see, just as Jesus was dragged in the desert by the Spirit, just as he dragged that gentleman on the plane that day, he wants to drag you and I into the desert. To do what? To have a battle, to fight these 40 days. To fight with ourselves, to be awakened to the reality that some things are not right with me and they need to change. And I don't know what those are for you, what those things are for you. I'm becoming more and more aware of what those things are for me. Please, God, help me know them more and better. But for how many different number of people there are out here, that's those number of different things that there are. But he wants to drag us in the desert to fight, to battle these 40 days. So there are a lot of different things in this church, even right now, what those are. But the thing is, we want to spend time with Jesus, asking him, communing with the Spirit and saying, Lord, what are those things in my life? A lot of different things. But there is one thing that I think that a lot of us share. One thing that a lot of us battle with and struggle with. And 80% of Americans have one of these. And when we drop them, and I recently dropped mine, you just pray as you approach it that it's not cracked. Right? And as I just dropped mine not too long ago, as I'm reaching for it, I said, Lord, I'll do anything if this isn't cracked. I won't watch the Cubs' first game in April. I'll do anything. And you flip it over and it's not cracked. Thank you. It's our cell phones. Our cell phones have become critical to us. They are to me. I don't know what I would do without mine. But for many of us, our cell phones have taken a grip on our lives. And it holds us tight. Maybe more bluntly said, for many of us, our cell phones lead us to sin. For many of us, for the great majority of us, our cell phones keep us from greatness. Keep us from being a great spouse, a great father, a great mother, a great son, a great daughter, a great sibling, a great neighbor, a great friend. Having our phones maybe when we're bouncing our child on our knee, or maybe during intimate times of conversation. Our phones keep us from greatness. Our phones lead us to sin. And whenever something holds a grasp on our lives, the Lord wants to free us, to free you and to free me. So I suggest we look at our phones and we pick the one app, the non-essential app. So I'm not talking email, I'm not talking our calendar app, I'm not talking our text message app, but what's the one or two apps that we find ourselves during idle times turning to seeking satisfaction, seeking fulfillment, and we delete it for 40 days. That might be the ESPN app. That's what it is for me. It might be a social media app, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, or YouTube. Some of you are saying, no, not that. But the Lord's saying, yes, that, for 40 days, so I can free you. Maybe it's a Netflix app. It might be a game app, Candy Crush or Clash of Clans. It might be even your news app. Not that you can't follow the news or read the news, but maybe it's only through newspaper. Maybe it's only through your computer or the TV for 40 days. But maybe not just the app, because I'm just too much checking it. It's got too much of a hold on my life. So it's deleted for 40 days. And now it's only be like 32 days or something now. But you want to do this in communion with the Spirit. You want to ask with the spirit of what it is, what he's leading you to do. Not in isolation, but what is it that I turn to maybe on my phone that I seek comfort, when I seek satisfaction, or just plainly, what's on my phone that leads me to sin, that leads me to a bad, bad spot, and it's gone, to change the habits for 40 days. And it's not just, hey, because I deleted this app, but it's what's in place of it, right? It's new habits. It's communion with the Father. It's prayer with the Father. It's ultimately what our hearts desire and long for. So, Father Don and I don't want you to have a spot on your phone that's empty. So we want to give you a new app. And we know how much these are a part of our lives. So we had created an Our Lady of Mercy app. And so, if everyone could take out their cell phones right now, like, seriously, take out your phones, and open up your text message app. And those of you who are not taking out your phones right now, you're on my good list, right? Like, you don't have your phone with you to church, like, props to you. But if you open up your text app and text to the number 88202, and you're going to text the message app, APP, and press send. And then they will give you the link to our Lady of Mercy app. Now you can do the rest, and if you've forgotten the number, well, we've got a big old banner out there. We'll hand out cards after Mass. It's on the front page of the bulletin, so don't be like, can you say the number again? No, not right now, but you can get it after Mass. Our app, so this app has a lot of cool features, right? Enable to, when you have a crisis in your family and you need prayers, you can send an instant prayer request to us in the office, right? And we'll log that, and we can pray those requests. You can now listen to our homilies, right, which are going to be posted on the app. And so, you know, if kids been crazy at Mass and you needed to take them to the bathroom, or and you maybe listen, you didn't get to listen to the homily, you can listen to it later. Or maybe sometimes you're like, I wish my husband heard that homily. Or I wish my wife heard that homily. Or I wish my children heard that homily. Or I wish my neighbor or my friend heard those words. What they're going through right now, boy, those words would have been good for them to hear. Send them the homily. You can listen to Bishop Barron's homilies on the app. You can set prayer reminders for yourself. With the crazy lives that we live, it can remind you, give you a buzz when to give a little prayer reminder. You can set a reminder for your next confession. So if you haven't been good with making your yearly confession, you can set that reminder maybe every Lent or every Advent, and the phone will zap you if you don't go. It won't do that, but we tried with the app developers to see if that could be done. But prayer's on there, the act of contrition, and so you can bring it in your phone. If you've forgotten the act of contrition, you bring the phone in with you into the confessional. The examination of conscience on there, tons of prayers, group features, church calendar, easy access to the bulletin. Download the parish app. Maybe put that in the loo with the app that leads you to sin and me to sin. With all that being said, right, there'll be people after Mass to help those who are already lost. Well, how do you text message, right? That's okay. That's Father Don, right? All right, that's not fair. That's not him, but I'm in trouble. But there'll be people helping out if you need help after Mass. With all that being said, in order to change this Lent, you don't need to be dragged onto an airplane. Simply allow the Lord to drag you into the desert. Just don't forget your cell phone.